This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sam, have you checked your email?
Looking at it right now. What are you asking about?
Have you noticed that we're supposed to like create a signature? You know, like the signature that goes below your name,
yeah.
Like who you are and
what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Which is sort of hard for us to quantify. And then how
Nothing.
Does one get a hold of Dana, which I'm not filling in. So I asked Scott, I go, if we had to put the main number down, what is the main number? I actually went into my phone and I have it saved in my phone. I don't know why.
Okay.
Has anyone ever called that main number?
The main newsroom number?
No, yeah. the main number downstairs.
It used to get called all the time.
Yeah, when we had somebody there to answer it.
That's I just
correct.
Said to Scott, I think during a break, we should all start calling it and just leave random messages and see how long it takes for anyone to notice we're calling that number.
I think that Joanne would not appreciate that because I think it gets forwarded to her
okay,
phone.
Let's just, we'll leave one for her.
Oh, no.
Take a gander here.
Call failure for account 0.
Am I supposed to dial like an 8 or something first?
No, you have to dial the full number.
Oh, with the area code?
Okay, try it again. Right. We won't ask her to do anything, Sam. We'll just leave her a nice message.
She can just call people randomly without telling. I think there's like a rule against that.
No, no one's going to answer it. No one's down there.
No, it goes to her cell phone.
No, it doesn't. Here we go.
Her cell phone?
Oh, God, if it does hang up.
Crank callers?
Yeah.
I want to leave a message.
Well, we can't.
Yes, we can.
Not if she gives her number.
The person at extension.
It's an extension.
3, 6, 4, 5,
okay, wait.
6 is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang
okay,
up.
I get to go first.
Or press the pound key.
Hello, my name is Dana. Just checking in to see how you're all doing down there.
Is your refrigerator running?
You better go catch it.
Joanne, if you hear this, blink twice and then text us upstairs. Love you.
Goodbye.
You didn't even end the call.
Bye.
We're ending the call now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
When boomers crank call.
Throw it on hold forever.
I guarantee you, years go by before anyone hears that. You know why? The office phone is dead.
I got to be honest with you. We used to have a hotline in the newsroom that I don't even think exists anymore. I have 5 voicemails on my phone at my desk. I don't even know what the number is.
I wouldn't know how to retrieve
them.
I have a phone in our back office, aka storage facility, and I have not checked the messages on that phone in...
We ought to do that.
10 years?
Scott, we actually ought to do that at some point. It will be people from not 10 years ago on your phone. It'll be 30 years ago.
No, it'll be 10 because I used to check it and then I stopped. You also said the office phone is dead. Can I tell you what I wish was dead? The all reply guy.
Oh, the old reply all button.
Oh, we're going to go there. We're going to go there.
Somebody went on vacation and came back and decided they had to reply all to every single email in their inbox.
We have one person in this office building. He's very nice.
He's a lovely man.
He's a reply aller.
But
may or may not be part of the central team.
He is a serial.
He may be part of the corporate team.
Reply aller.
So much trouble.
But he is a reply aller. And it drives me out of my ever-loving mind.
And it's usually something like, have a great weekend, everybody. Go Chiefs. And then no one replies to that. But there will be one reply that then goes to everybody's inbox and says, have a great weekend. Go Chiefs.
So like Joanne every day puts out who's celebrating an anniversary here at the radio station and who is also celebrating a birthday.
Lovely.
And I look at it. And
it's not meant to be replied to.
And if it's somebody I know, like, you know, let's say Dan is here for, what, 5, 6, 7 years? Whatever.
Nine,
okay. Didn't seem that long. But let's say Dan's been here for 9 years and today's his anniversary. It's not, but let's say it was. I'll make a point that when I get to the office because Dan and I sit right next to each other in the newsroom, I'll say, hey, man, happy anniversary.
Yeah, because they post it next to the bathrooms.
Right. Or if it's his birthday or Sam's birthday
happy
or
birthday.
Yours, I'll say, hey, happy birthday.
But you don't have to bring in the entirety of the company.
But then we've got the guy downstairs.
With the piggyback greeting.
Who will, like, let's say it's Dan's birthday. And Joanne from downstairs lets everybody in the building know, hey, Dan Weinbaum's having a birthday today. Then this guy will jump on and reply all, happy birthday, Dan. So now I've got two messages where I only needed one.
Oh, you apparently didn't read the reply all emails because he reply alled today for my birthday, which was 4 days ago.
Okay, so I just said to Scott, I go, was it Alan's birthday? And I know Sam. I go, I thought Sam's birthday was last week. So here's the deal.
It was Monday.
It's not
sweet.
I'm going to just change one slight thing that you said. You said, we have one guy. That's how you started this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to shift that sentence ever so slightly because every organization in the world
has that one guy. Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes like no one wants to just say,
stop.
Have you noticed you're the only one in the entire organization doing this? And so it's so funny to me. This came up in a conversation with my girlfriends the other day. And one of them says, oh my gosh, this went on so badly at the company I used to work for that there were t-shirts printed saying, I survived the email chain of 2024. Like it was so bad, it started. And she said, it was sort of a mistake. It wasn't just like the Kansas City market. It went to the global corporation. And then everyone started piling in. And, you know, 7,400 emails later, stop replying all. I feel like reply all needs to be not included as one of the go-to options.
It's not. You have to click the drop-down menu and
you
then
do.
Click reply all.
Okay, let's bury that further.
Yeah, it's
like
a
you have to go into settings, general.
No.
We need to make it
but,
like.
But see, if I wanted to reply all to your email here that
it's
you sent
right
me,
there.
I have to go
guys,
to this and then go to reply
this is what,
all.
No. This is what we got to do. We've got to bury that deep within the bowels of the settings systems in everyone's email.
Like make it hard to find.
Settings, general, email, typography. Like bury it in some weird, obscure place that only the IT guy can find.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the more interesting topic here, Scott. Why will no one just say something?
Because he's from corporate?
No. In every organization, there is that one reply all person. This is a global issue.
We mentioned it on the air before, and he was in here watching the show the
day
after.
So,
and he heard us the day before.
Okay, so here's
so
my...
he knows.
Well, here's my question. Why?
Y'all in so much trouble.
This is a very like delicate conversation, but why is it just so hard in any organization... No matter where you work, why is it just so hard to say, you know, I've noticed you are the only reply aller.
Probably because it's easier just to go, ugh, and then delete and then move on with your life.
But someone could very easily just say to him, you know what?
Knock it off.
Can we just have a conversation? This is just something that's funny that I think is weighing on everyone's mind in the entire organization for a year.
Oh, we're at 15 just today.
It's been longer than a year.
Okay, then whose job is it to say to someone?
The lady with the office right below this studio.
Not my job.
And it's not always work. Predominantly, it's work. If you have like a pickleball league, you know, and there's 76 people on that thread.
Well, Dana,
the way to handle it is you say, and the proprietor of that email chain has done this in my life. If you're going to be absent on Monday, do not reply all. Tell me directly. We will remove you from the schedule.
Yeah.
You head it off on the front end.
So here's what I'm going to recommend. Because I think it should be the woman who has the office below us, but it's probably not going to be. And so I nominate Dana Wright.
No!
To be our spokeswoman downstairs and tell him.
I'm the one that hates the conflict the most out of all of us. It gives me hives.
Sam, we have a third?
I have a strong third.
No,
yes.
Absolutely yep. not.
Nominated. I think, Dana, you can just go to him and say, look, I rarely check my emails, but when I do.
I have 96,000 of them from you.
What was the last thing you said?
I see that you have sent a lot.
I see that you have sent a lot.
There's a disproportionality. If you will.
I get more from you than from Scott.
Yeah.
I think when you, would you, because
I feel.
When you right. reply all, would you
never stop, do it
stop
again.
Because I
don't like it.
Right.
You should write it in an email.
And tag the whole building.
To the entire building.
Yeah, that's right.
The subject should just be reply all.
Yay or nay.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Got my grievance. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Didn't know the boss downstairs was listening. Whoops. Looks like I know where I'll be at 6:01 tonight. Jenny in Lawrence. Jenny, hello.
Okay, actually, it's Penny.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Penny.
So, in response to your reply all email stuff, I guess it's okay that I say who I work for because it's kind of funny. Is it okay?
Sure.
Okay. I work for the judicial branch for the state of Kansas.
Okay.
And I work in the actual judicial center. And there is a group email that's called Old Building. And then there is another group that's called All. The group that's called Old Building only goes out to the people who work in the actual judicial center.
Okay.
The people who work for All goes out to everybody that works in the judicial branch. Courthouses, judges, clerks, anybody in the judicial branch gets this email. And about a year ago, there was a meeting in the judicial building, and they had leftover food. It was like a luncheon thing, and they had leftover, I don't even know what it was, but they had leftover food. And the email was supposed to go to All Building. But the person who sent the email was kind of new and sent it to all.
Like thousands of people.
Well, yeah, probably about 1,000, maybe a little more. Every single district court in the state of Kansas, whether it be Western Kansas, Northeastern.
Oh, so they knew lunch was going to be served at noon in the cafeteria.
I'll be there. I'd like turkey and pastrami, please.
By the way, I would never, and I have never, sent an email to everyone in this building, nor would I know how.
Okay, if...
I can show you.
No, I'm good.
No, we're good. But if we could come up with one... Maybe one scenario, maybe two, but even then not. One or two very limited scenarios where you would do that.
The only thing I can think of is sending out an all Kansas City email.
Birth of a child.
No. That says, you know who you are, stop.
I'm being serious. For what purpose would the reply all be? And I'm telling you, it's birth of a child. Like someone that we all work with has been, you know, had a difficult pregnancy. And then finally this beautiful baby arrives today and you get the announcement that, you know, 9 pounds, all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, mom and baby are doing fine. I can see under that scenario saying, oh my gosh, congrats.
Don't you think word would have gotten around the building quick enough?
But I'm just trying to come up like there are one or two times maybe in life you would reply all.
Well, I mean, you like the emails that we get about the birthdays, the anniversaries. We're now doing the Odyssey Achiever Award,
which is fine.
A monthly thing.
But the reply all, Sam, honestly, if it's not a birth, give me an example where you would reply all to everybody.
Well, reply all, never.
Not even for a retirement?
But to email the entire chain, I can think of a bunch of different reasons. But when you send out that email to the entire chain, never, ever, ever should you be allowed to hit reply all.
So the scoundrel downstairs.
Oh, stop it.
He's lovely. I know.
Even for the birth of a child, Sam, that's the one time I could think you would just reply all because everybody's weighing in like, oh my God, that's so exciting. Congrats.
But I would say just reply personally.
That's bingo. Thank you.
So happy for you.
That's what I was just going to say. Okay. So when Joanne sends out the email every morning, you know, it's somebody's birthday, why not to the gentleman downstairs who I dearly like, and he's so sweet.
Hey, don't trip while you're backpedaling.
But annoying when he replies all to every single reply all email. Why not just, like, let's say it's your birthday. It's April 13th,
yep.
Okay? And Joanne sends out a building-wide email that says, happy birthday to Dana Wright.
Yep.
How about he just writes you privately and says, happy birthday, Dana.
Sure.
And then we don't have to, I don't have to delete two emails about Dana's birthday. I just have to delete the one.
Are you guys group texters?
Oh.
Only with you and Dana.
My son said at one point, one of my favorite Jack quotes of all time when he was a much young teenage person, like 13, 14, he wrote, the only thing worse than a group chat is the family group chat. But now he's like 25. He loves the family group chat.
See, I'm torn. I'm a big fan of the group text because you can get a lot done very quickly. I understand that aspect of it. But I also hate when my phone goes off every 5 seconds.
You know who, and I love him like a brother.
Okay, I'm going to weigh in right here.
He is.
Yes.
And I love him dearly.
Yes.
I don't know how I end up. He's the only name I recognize. Everything else is just phone numbers.
I'm with you.
God bless him. Bill Grady.
Where I thought you were going with that.
Every once in a while, we'll send out a group text with like 20 other people in it. None of them are close enough to me for that I've saved their name into my phone.
I'm going
to
tell you this. Two things that we're going to talk about the awkward group text. Someone very close to me is a serial group texter.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the group texts, I recognize the people in there, but oftentimes I don't know. It's just phone numbers. I have no idea who it is.
And everybody has to respond with a ha-ha or a thumbs up.
And then your phone's going,
LOL. Bzz, bzz. It never stops.
So, Scott, I was on the air when one of these group texts came in, and I looked down, and I was in a mood, and I left the group text.
And it notifies them.
The problem is, when you do that, it notifies everyone when your phone is bzz, 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 they get a big old banner that says, Dana has left the chat. And that is the biggest middle finger. There needs to be a way that you can quietly extract yourself out of that when you're busy at work, or you just don't want your phone exploding.
Or I don't want to be part of the group chat, period.
Everyone not seeing, because there's no way to nicely leave. It just looks like a gigantic middle finger.
I do the same thing every time I get a group text, a new group text. I mute the thread.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So as we were talking about the serial reply aller, we got another one.
He strikes again.
Oh, he's lovingly consistent. It's very sweet.
And I'm not backpedaling. He is a super sweet man. He's very good at his job. I just wish part of his job was not replying all. Janelle in Overland Park. Janelle, hello.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I know you've had a great time discussing this issue with the reply all, but I think if she would put everybody in a blind carbon copy spot instead of listing all the names in the regular one, that you can't reply all.
Oh, that's a great idea. Then you're not hurting anyone's feelings, Scott. You know what she's saying? Instead of just sending it out to everyone in this building, it just is one email that comes from downstairs and everyone is blind carbon copied, so you don't see anyone. It just comes into your inbox. So the only person you can reply all to is the original sender. That's an easier, more delicate way.
Is that what the B in BCC stands for, is blind?
Huh. Yeah, blind carbon copy.
I did not know that. From Fox 4, a 17-year-old from Bradleyville, Missouri, has the honor of catching the first state record fish of 2025.
Aww.
Riley Isaacs was bow fishing on April 18th at Lake Taneycomo.
Bow fishing?
He was with a group targeting carp, but the trip was cut short due to impending bad weather. But when storms passed, Isaacs was itching to get back on the water.
I'm not buying it.
We got weights to fit. Here we go.
Quoting here from Riley.
We
sat at the boat ramp for about 30 minutes and realized the storms had passed by, so we decided to put the boat back in and play around for an hour or two. The first flat we pulled up on, she was waiting right there.
We got weights and fish!
As soon as he saw the fish, Isaac suspected it was going to be a state record.
There we go! Come on!
Isaac said he had a replica of the fish made to serve as his trophy. Uh-huh. Fish caught in Missouri are measured and weighted in two categories, pole and line, and alternative methods. Such methods include, but are not limited to, bank lines, bow, crossbow, gig, grabbing?
Noodling. That's when you just reach on in and you hope.
Jug lines, snaring, spear fishing, throw lines, or trot lines.
Just reach on in and you hope?
Bow fishing is a fishing technique, by the way, often occurring at night. Modern sport bow fishing.
It is awesome to see.
That uses specialized archery equipment to impale and retrieve the fish. How does one do that at night, pray tell, Sam?
A light under the boat.
Okay.
So you can see the fish.
Uh-huh.
I was on a float trip one time. We're just all having a good time, you know, having our juice boxes, eating our snacks on our canoes and kayaks. And there's this guy with a paddle boat, bow fishing. Standing up.
Yeah.
Aiming. Caught like 8 fish in the time that we were near him.
How does he know he's not going to catch a kayaker?
You aim.
Oh, for the love of God.
Sport bow fishing is unregulated and unmanaged as of 2024. But the practice is increasingly gaining attention and study across disciplines.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
Listen to this last sentence in Wikipedia, Sam. Due to the lethality of the bow or crossbow, catch and release is not possible. You think?
What an astute observation. Thank you, Wikipedia.
I'm just going to put him back.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
It is wild, though, because sometimes they hit the fish and it doesn't stay on the arrow. So they can't reel it in, per se, right? Because there is a rope tied to the arrow.
Oh, there is a rope tied to the arrow.
Okay. The dead fish just floats to the top of the river or wherever you're fishing, and you get it later when you catch up to it.
Okay. You're right. Due to the light refraction at the water surface and the optical distortion of the apparent position of the underwater objects, aiming straight at the target usually results in a miss.
You actually have to aim under it.
That's what it says, aiming well below. What are you, a bow fisherman?
Oh, he spends way too much time on the internet at night.
I looked into it.
Aiming well below the target compensates for this optical illusion. Learn something new every single day on this program.
Did you just shame me for educating myself?
Usually things I don't need the knowledge.
I don't believe so.
Nevertheless, Sam, appreciate it.
I said you spend a lot of time on the internet at night.
There we go.
You're not.
I mean, if I was the guy that put the weights in that fish,
you're moving to Canada.
I am running. I mean, they sound like Vikings.
Well, you remember that was a full, like, 4-minute long video.
We can't play it.
We can only play that portion of it because immediately after that, they start grilling him because he is standing right there. What do you have to blanking say to you for your blanking self? It's like, okay, man, simmer down.
I mean, they take this stuff seriously.
He did go to jail.
They did. They were charged. Mm-hmm. That is correct. What they did was a crime. In an exclusive interview with CBS News and BBC News, Prince Harry said today that he would love reconciliation with other members of the royal family. He said he was devastated by a court ruling earlier today that makes it, he says, impossible to take his family back to England. Basically, the appeals court sided with the royal family in paring back his security detail when he is in the United Kingdom. And then he later disclosed that
he
no longer speaks with King Charles III. They don't speak.
How did this dissolve so quickly and so awfully?
Well, he rarely speaks with his own brother.
Prince Charles has two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Two sons.
Well,
you're just going to write off the one that didn't want to live the life in the fishbowl?
There's long been suspicion, rumor,
I know,
that Harry is not actually Charles's son.
I know.
Let's be honest. Doesn't look a thing like him.
There were also a number of comments that were allegedly made regarding his selection of wife, and
I know that is hurt. Well, that is going to be almost impossible to overcome.
Yeah. And keep in mind, it was his father that was making comments about what color their babies would be.
I know, yeah. I know, but you just don't talk to your son ever again.
No, maybe he doesn't want to talk to Charles.
No. Prince Harry said in the interview, because I just read it on CNN a couple minutes ago during a break. I looked at Scott and I go, "Oh my God, they're not even speaking." Prince Harry reveals King Charles, quote, will not speak to him. He wants reconciliation, Harry says, but the king, quote, will not speak with him.
You remember part of the big scandal was that they were leaving behind the billions, and they said, oh, we can make it on our own. Well, the reports of late have suggested they're not doing a great job.
Oh, I think they've got plenty of money.
I don't
Come
think they're
on.
Ever going to worry about where their next meal's coming from. That's like
I'm not saying that.
It's like saying Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon's been hit over the last couple of days. I'm not going to get into it because it's minorly political, but I don't think Jeff Bezos is worried about where his meals are coming from.
But when you expect to live in a manor and all you have is a mansion, all of a sudden you're like, Daddy.
There have been so many disagreements.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
No, this is so sad. He says, there have been so many disagreements between myself and some of my family. He has since forgiven them. I would love reconciliation with my family. There's no point continuing to fight anymore. Life is precious. Because King Charles has cancer, correct?
Yeah, but I believe it's in remission, if I'm not mistaken.
If you are the one that cuts the ties, for whatever reason,
don't be surprised when they cut ties with you.
Are very, very political, or not political, but public. Are you allowed to then go back and say, hey, I'm so sorry I cut the ties, the things I was mad at you about, I'm over them?
Harry said Charles won't speak to me because of the security stuff. He admitted, this is Harry, I cannot see a world in which I would bring my wife and children back to the UK at this point. What they're saying is, you're not going to have security. He can't go back to the UK without security. You can't.
Well, but I mean, wouldn't the police, though, be required to provide him with a certain level of protection?
Negative. They have dug their heels in the sand and they are saying no more.
Well, then you know what? Then I don't want to be with you. If you're not going to protect me when I come back, then I'm not coming back.
He says the legal showdown is a, quote, good old-fashioned establishment stitch-up, and I'm devastated, not so much as devastated with the loss, that I am about the people behind the decision, feeling as though this is okay. Is this a win for them, he questioned.
You do remember they had to legally cut ties. I mean, it was not just I'm mad at my dad, I'm not talking to him for a while. He had to sign documents saying I am no longer part of the royal
family. And keep in mind, he did that when the queen was still alive.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too thrilled about that either. I mean, they take this, which by the way, I think is silly and frivolous, whatever, but they take this, you know, this royal family garbage, almost said a bad word, this garbage really seriously. Like, they really think they're important.
Well, they are the
figureheads.
They are the ceremonial figurehead of that entire establishment.
Yeah, but they have no power.
If it went away, would the tourism dollars that follow it also dry up? And so there is some understanding over there that this is our thing that we have.
Yeah.
Everyone is curious about this thing, mm-hmm. and for better or worse, we have to lean into it.
And
Harry said, it's not for me.
Yeah, and in fairness, when I took the girls to London in the summer of 2023, we were there for a week, no fewer than two of the days that we were there were spent looking at
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace, and then we drove all the way out to Windsor Castle, which is north of London.
Well, and they may not have any parliamentary power, but the amount of land that they own, that's where they make all their money.
By the way, Windsor Castle is incredible.
Stunning.
And it's right in the middle of a little town. I mean, literally right in the middle of a town.
I feel bad for him. You know why? The children do not ask to be born into that circus. Harry didn't ask to be born into that. You could make the argument that Diana knew what she was getting into. I don't think that she did. I don't think anyone ever.
Well, sure she did.
Truly, she was a 19-year-old school teacher.
Well, I understand,
Scott.
But she knew no. The pomp and circumstance of the royal family.
I don't think she thought ever that it would be the just. Circus isn't even the word. You have no life. You're a prisoner.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, don't talk about that, even though everyone knows it.
It has long been rumored that, and of course there's no proof unless somebody wants to do a DNA test.
Look at his photo, Sam.
That Harry's dad was Princess Diana's riding instructor, yes.
Really?
And not Prince Charles, hence...
Scott.
What?
Look at the photo of him.
Of her riding instructor?
Yes.
James Hewitt.
James Hewitt. Let me take a gander here. H-E-W-I-T-T.
Oh my.
I know.
Oh.
Have you
That's a conspiracy? That's pretty confirmed.
It is uncanny.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's Pops.
It is uncanny.
Wow.
In fact, right after I watched, you know, The Crown and all of that stuff,
let's do a DNA test. Come
now,
on.
Now, I wondered if any of them ever quietly did the old 23andMe.
I mean, you look up Prince Charles in his 40s. Not even close.
Huh.
Not even remotely close.
Well, I'll be.
Awkward.
It doesn't mean it's him.
The teeth are the same. The smile's the same.
He has red hair.
The eyes are the same. The facial features are the same. That's Daddy.
I don't know. It could just be a coincidence.
Why does it bother you?
Because I love him, and he did not ask to grow up in that awful world.
But is he really royal? I think the answer is no.
Huh. Oh, my God. He looks exactly like him. I just keep scrolling.
The Windsor blood does not run in those veins.
I'll tell you, if you've never looked, now I just feel awful we're even talking about this. But
who cares?
If you were the child, and there was this photo of this person that was very close to your mother— who happens
very close.
To look just like you, I'm just saying you would wonder.
I mean, if you look just like the guy who covered that mail route for 40 years, it's probably your dad.
That's why all of these, you know, this is the kind of the dirty little secret with all these 23andMe's that all of this long buried truth is starting to rear its head.
Wait, do you think that he came to the U.S. and did a 23andMe?
No, I think it's in... You know, I just think it's uncanny. The resemblance is uncanny. It doesn't mean...
Here's what I guarantee. Here's what I guarantee. Prince Charles has heard these rumors for years. Or King Charles, sorry. And I guarantee you that he has had somebody get a DNA sample from his son, which would not be very hard, and get a DNA sample from Captain Giddyup and...
James...
And they have run.
Well, they were together. They were together from 1986 to 1991. Diana and James Hewitt were together.
What do you mean were together? Had an affair?
Yes, had a romantic relationship.
Okay, when was Harry born?
Long been out there.
Well, when was Harry born?
I don't remember.
Sam, will you look up when Prince Harry was born, please?
He wrote a book about their relationship.
When exactly were they in a romantic
1986
relationship?
1986 to 1991.
Oh, something tells me that relationship started before 86.
Prince Harry was born in
84.
Mm-hmm.
She was in love with him. I do believe she was in love with him. But, you know.
Did she say giddy up?
No.
All right.
No.
Let's keep it above board here.
I've always said
you are so uncomfortable. Right
I know.
Now.
Well,
and
now my
you're scratching
you're flaring
yourself.
Up my you're flaring up my poison ivy here. I've always said that when we talk to our daughters and we say something like, you know, do you want to be a princess? That is the worst thing you could ever wish or ask upon a young girl.
Well, but,
because Diana thought she wanted to be a princess too, and then look at what that life is a prison.
But we when our children are young, we say, you know, they're so smart, they could be the president of the United States. I would never want my children to be the president of the United States.
Most people would not. Most people would not.
But when you're a kid in the United States, you don't dream of growing up to be a prince or a princess. You dream when you're like in third grade, fourth grade, I want to be the president of the United States. Until you get old enough to realize you don't want to be the president of the United States. And only a maniac would want to be the president of the United States.
You can't
States.
Even go on a walk.
You can't go anywhere. You want to go see the Eiffel Tower? Good luck. You want to see the inside of a grocery store, maybe fill up a tank of gas like a normal human being?
Well, you can't drive. What are you filling up for?
Exactly. You're not allowed to drive. It's against the law. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.